From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello again and welcome to Scrapbook, Marshall County History. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, we're heading to the fair, the Marshall County Fair, with Marshall County Fair Board member Scott Peters. Learn more about the fair, past, present, and future on this edition of Scrapbook, Marshall County History. Come on, let's go to the fair. On this edition of Scrapbook, we're going to learn about the history of the Marshall County Fair. And with us is a special guest from the Fair Board. Could you tell us your name and your position?
I'm Scott Peters. I am a Fair Board director.
Now, how long have you been with the Fair Board?
Approximately 10 years.
Okay, so today you're going to give us a history lesson. Tell us a little bit about the fair.
Okay, the fair today is it's a free gate fair, and we have about a 25-member board of people that serve as directors and on our board. The fair attracts about 30-some thousand people every year. We have a five-day fair now from Wednesday through Sunday and try to hold a lot of different events. We've tried to update the grounds as best we can. We work closely with our friends here at the Historical Society to try to enhance things. Free stage is one thing that we've promoted in the last few years, which is you have different music and talent events come in, and people can come and get their food and go look at the exhibits and be entertained during the day. It doesn't cost them anything to come. We encourage them to come and take part of the vendors and the activities we have. We have a lot of 4-H and open class exhibits, which they seem to keep coming and being very strong, and we're very happy for that, with animals and anything from grains to different type of activities from crafts and different things that the kids bring in. Adults also bring in things to the fair and open class. Our flower and gardening section is very big at the fair. A lot of seniors seem to like that a lot, or their quilts that they bring in. We have a whole display area for the quilts, and it's a fun event. Our other entertainment at the grandstand we have is kind of fun, because we try to have some promotion on Thursday through Sunday. This year at the fair, for example, we have a group coming in on Thursday night, which is wristband night. We have the Greg Hughes Family Fun Shows as our carnival, and they do a really good show. And on Wednesday night, the kids come and have their bracelets and go run around, and the parents can come and listen to Sawyer Brown. We have the Back Behind the Barn Boys and Sawyer Brown coming this year for Thursday night. I guess I'm going to back up first. Wednesday, we usually have that's when the fair starts, and that's the fair parade kickoff. That has been a good event. The whole town fills up with people, and people kind of it's kind of fun to watch the old guys driving their tractors and being so proud, and all the other exhibitors that come and want to be part of the fair parade, which is a fun event. Then they can come and wine and dine each other a little bit at the fairgrounds here, and they get, that's a good event, and they go home. Thursday night we have the music, and all day long is exhibits and things like that are going on for judging, and which is also very fun. A lot of the livestock and stuff, I think, comes this year on Wednesday, which is something new. We try to stretch it a little bit farther than the past. And then Sawyer Brown and the Back Behind the Barn Boys, which is a local group from Grigland. Those groups kind of started back in the 80s. Sawyer Brown's been around for 32 years, and I suppose the Barn Boys have been around since the early 80s, so they've been around probably, or maybe even late 70s. But they used to run around together back in those 80s time period. Now we wanted to try to reunite them. Sawyer Brown was in the area. We got a good price on them. We have a lot of sponsors that help us with that, and we hope to promote that in our grandstand.
From top to bottom, though, it must be a lot of preparing, though. As soon as one ends, basically, you kind of got to get back in gear and start getting the ideas together.
The planning for the events is a lot. We have committees that have events. Fundraising is a big part of it. We just yesterday held our fair auction, where people bring in items all spring, and then we had 200 people here at this fair auction, which helps raise funds to help keep the buildings up, and they're costly to keep up the buildings, try to keep up the old ones. We got a few new buildings now. We got a loan from the county and put up a new horse barn area, and we also have another livestock exhibit area, which has some wings on it that where people can eat, and also the livestock really have a nice place to be shown at the fair. Friday we have events too. We have a lot of horse activities. We had a rodeo for a few years, and it kind of dwindled down, so we try to but there's so many horse people that are active with that, and we have a huge horse following here. We actually have two pens now for horse events. You have the draft show, which is just absolutely tremendous to watch. We also have then what's called the chariot races, where they come in and they actually race chariots around a racetrack now at the grandstand, and then we have a band and fireworks. Our fireworks display, I was noticing some things back from 1939, they had a huge fireworks display. It cost back then $350. Today it costs about $10,000 for the fireworks, but it's a little different, but it's really well received, and they have music playing at the fairgrounds here, and it's a fun event on Friday night. Saturday, we have this year we have a comedy we went to for the grandstand events. Williams and Rhea is coming into town, and they're kind of funny. We got them actually on a grant. We had an Indian Cultural Diversity grant that we applied for, and we received it because they do some things with the native culture, and so we hope that people will really come. They're funny too. They're just hilarious, and the woodpicks are with them, and that's a fun night. Sunday we have the demo. The demo has been around for a long time. A little hard sometimes to get cars, but we try to get different vans and pickups and small modified and regular cars, but people like to see the smash 'em up type of activities, and that's on Sunday afternoon. So it's a good fair all in all. To get the buildings in place and get the funding in place to get the grounds in place. We had a guy named Fred Nichols that does our grounds, and he is he wants it to look like a park, and it does. He cares, and he's out here every day doing and going. He's out here right now working, and he never stops. It's very well evident of how the grounds look, though. So.
How many years now has it been for the fair again?
I think it started in 07. You know, some of the records that I have show 06, but 07, I think, is when it first started. So we've been around 100-plus years. What would this be, 160 year, I suppose, it would be then if it was 06 or 150 or one of those two numbers, depending on where you look for information, I guess. So it's a good, long-lasting event, that's for sure.
And can we get those dates again?
Fair is the last weekend of July 25th through the 24th through the 29th, I guess it is, this year.
A whole lot of good times to be had this summer. Make it a summer tradition.
That's exactly right, exactly right.
You talked about a lot of great events that are at the fair. The grandstand events. Let's talk a little bit about the grandstands. You have some history about the story?
We were looking at some of the history. I know that, and this is historical about Marshall County, is that our grandstand was as a WPA project, which was built back in 1938 and was dedicated in 1939. And it was kind of interesting to read some of the articles how it came to be. The fair had old rickety bleachers, and they didn't really trust them anymore. So they said back in those times that if they didn't build the modern day facility, they wouldn't even be able to do it. But the fair, it opened up and had the historic records, 23,000 people that year, and they had WPA people come and dedicate it and everything. And it was a total cost of $20,000 to build it back then. Total $7,000 for the material and $13,000 for WPA labor. And that labor was here for a while, and there was a lot of hand labor, but interesting how the people back then really wanted to make it work. And today the grandstand is still there. There's a nice plaque on the wall yet where they dedicated in 1938 is when they started building it. So
what an enduring legacy the WPA has had on this area with the various projects.
That's very good. We have another building right next to it that's still an original octagon building, and it's kind of interesting to see how that grandstand has played a big part of the community and how people came together to get it built. And today it's a lasting legacy of what's still here. We love to see that. We try to keep it up. It's seen a lot of years, but we hope that it can stay on for a few years yet. So.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.